Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Home of the three-time NBA champion Miami Heat, the five-time national champion Miami Hurricanes, and Miami Hurricanes basketball.
Powered by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys.
Call 1-800-747-3.
That's 1-800-747-3733.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit her with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs and the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mode in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose to get large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Sports world is wacky and wild this time of year, and so is traffic here in South Florida. Apparently, the interstate is shut down due to some craziness. So Tobin and Vlad are both a little bit delayed. I am Dan Day. We've got an all-New Orleans show right now. Leroy Horde from the Ninth Ward joining me right now as we wait for Tobin and Vlad to get in. Leroy, where you at?
I'm good, man. A little chilly, but it's a welcome thing. It feels nice in Florida. This is the time in Florida you long for all season, from like October till March or April, right? There's no better weather in the country. There's not.
I'm telling you, it's hockey weather. It's football weather. Did it help when it was a little crisper when you played like in Cleveland? I know you played indoors a lot in Minnesota, but did it help play football, take the hits or give the hits?
There's a fine line. So between, I would say 45 and 55 is perfect. You can run all day. You don't sweat as much, but it's not too cold that you can't take deep breaths. When it gets in the 30s and the 20s and the teens, your chest doesn't expand. So when you try to take a deep breath, you can't really do it. Not to mention all the hits, and I've seen guys with tears in their eyes because they got stepped on and it was 10 degrees. And all you can do is sympathize. You know that, like, nobody can ever know, but you sympathize with the guy.
Yeah, I feel that, man. Sometimes your eyes, it gets so cold it's hard to blink and all that stuff.
Yep.
But you did it in Cleveland, because Cleveland apparently has god-awful weather.
Well, Cleveland's the only place that I've like, you know how you have the showers in Florida where you come in and it'll, you know, you'll just have one of those deep clouds come across the state and it pour for like 10 minutes. Well, in Cleveland, you have in Buffalo, you have lake effect snow. So basically the same thing, but those clouds will come off and it'll be a sunny day. I've gone in at halftime and it was sunny. Come back and we had crop dust, snow on the ground. And you could hear the fans going crazy.
You don't have to worry about that tonight because the Miami Heat are indoors at the Kaseya Center hosting the Cleveland Cavaliers again. An instant classic the other night. Now, no Bam Adebayo, no Evan Mobley, and no Donovan Mitchell. But, Leroy, these two teams, they don't seem to like each other very much.
Yeah, and one of the things is sometimes you got to look at the game to understand how realistic people are with their complaints. You shoot 65 threes, you can't then complain about the fouls, right? They shot 65 threes. They had 120 shots, right? So in contrast, all Miami did was go to the rim. So the style of game that both teams played was indicative to the, you know, the disparity in fouls. But to complain about that and then go, you know, at your other team and say, hey, you guys are getting all the calls, that's a bit unrealistic.
Good morning.
Hey, buddy.
Dude, woof.
You had a J-Fig situation?
No, because I wasn't just laissez-faire late. I was late because all of the roads were shut down, you know? It wasn't like the train's there. It was one of those things where it was like, 95, you know, you like get to a point and it's just like, hey, 95, all lanes shut down. You're like, cool. Then it was like, oh, I was going Sawgrass, and Sawgrass was like, no, not today. You're not. And then so you have to go 95, and it's like, yeah, that's not happening either. So then you take the back streets, and everybody's taking the back streets. And so you're just like, well, old lady can't get across the street. We're all just stuck here. You know what I mean? So,
you know what sucks about taking back streets is when you get to a light. And it takes you three lights to get through that light. I'm like, oh,
yeah, it was rough.
Come on.
I actually was like, I thought it was going to be the dreaded turn of death over here that was going to get me, but whatever. I know what everybody loves. People love traffic talk. But I am glad that you guys started off talking about those coward Cavaliers today, huh? I mean, what about those guys, huh? Like, what kind of – can I just say, the NBA is off to a really good start this year. You know, I think it's been a fun year. I think the teams are exciting. But, man, if you want to talk about why people just are turned off by this league, you're resting Evan Mobley and Donovan Mitchell for what? It's November. They've been in town all week. What are they tired from? And then this Donovan Mitchell has the audacity to go to a Kentucky-Louisville game yesterday. And I'm like, so let me get this straight. This guy sits there talking about, and I like Donovan Mitchell, okay? It's not just him. It's an epidemic around the league. But you have this great matchup. This team kicked your ass. You guys did nothing but whine about it. And now you just want to tuck tail and be like, nah, we'll play our guys if we win, house money game. If we don't, no bigs. Who can stomach that? I'm just so disappointed in the Cavaliers for not having the stones to sit here and play a game. What's the deal with that?
Who cares? Get the dub.
No, I disagree, dude. First of all, who cares? I don't know. Fans who want to see a good game? Like, what?
No, I understand. Leroy, that.
It doesn't turn your stomach to be like, you're resting in November. Let me tell you something. And we all were sick of it, right? But he's not hurt. Mobley is 24? Well, how old is Evan Mobley? He's a baby. What is he getting rest for? For what?
Hey, you know the way I look at it? That ain't my problem. That's the Cavs problem.
But you know
what? So why are you, like, because, what do you care? What they do with their roster?
Well, one I like to watch, was that not an entertaining game the other night?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, yes. So I don't know. As a fan of basketball, Dan Day, you like good games?
I think I do.
I like good games. But when you pay tickets to watch it, you like good games? Yeah. Respectfully, I don't want to see Sam Merrill shoot 40 times.
I don't care as long as we win.
I get you. Okay, you don't, but it's also like, I don't even understand. What do you mean you're resting? Okay, Darius Garland's hurt. What's wrong with Donovan Mitchell? What's wrong with him?
He probably got that little hangover from the...
What's wrong with him? I don't even understand this. We're resting? And they're not guys with injury histories. What are we doing? So, I don't know. I just thought it was lame. And rest one guy. Rest Donovan Mitchell. Mobley? What's he need rest for? He barely got his driver's license. What are we talking about?
Again, you worry about other people's problems.
I'm not worried about other people. I want the Heat to play good basketball games, good tests, good basketball teams. I do find this stuff valuable. And the Cavaliers, I get it. You guys, they've been to zero conference finals since LeBron James left. I get it. They've had they haven't had long playoff runs. No. Okay. So, they must be worn down. Like, the Panthers resting people is one thing. The Cavs? Yeah, even the Thunder. All right, you guys got to the final. You earn it. But do the Cavs? No, they don't do that. Somebody's hurt. Jalen Williams has been hurt all year. What are we doing in this league? I hate to make this about money. Some of these people make $60 million. People are going to get to a point where these guys get $1 million a game. And the bulk, the vast majority of that is people tuning in to television to watch these games. And they're just like, well, we got to rest in November for the potential that we play all the way in April and May and June.
You realize this might be a first that somebody is complaining about the other team sitting players.
Because I think I've made it clear.
I understand.
I want good competition for the Heat. And I think this is a soft move by the Cavaliers. And especially after their coach makes this dog and pony show the other day. Oh, he didn't get the respect. So what are you doing? You're giving a middle finger to the league, Kenny Atkinson? You're just a child? You're literally taking the ball and going home? Now, obviously the Heat are going to lose tonight. Because that's just how this is going to turn out. Classic look-ahead game. They're going to feel themselves.
But my question is you've put more pressure on the Heat. You realize
not that. Really. No.
Why not? Because what happens if the Cavs win?
Then classic look-ahead game. It's not really more pressure. It's just a disappointment. Not one thing has to do with the other. I get it. Okay. They can worry about their own stuff, but what has that team done to earn looking out for their own stuff? And again, just Leroy. It's November and they've been in the same city for a week. What are they resting for?
I never even thought about the reasons as to why. I always just looked at it as, all right, let's just beat them.
Yeah, that
which is,
we can
which
get to
is,
that too.
It's still basketball. There's no guarantee.
Yeah, there's no guarantees, but, and we can get to that. But I think everybody was looking forward to that. Was that not an epic game?
Well,
man, I'd love to see that again.
I'm not even arguing that. It's just a bit weird that you're arguing about the other team.
It's not weird.
Players.
I don't think it's weird. I think it's weird that they're resting their entire team in November. And I know they got a game in Cleveland tomorrow, but it's November.
Wait. So that doesn't have anything to do with it? They go back to back?
Yeah, but you've been in the same city. You haven't been trapped. It would be one thing
Wait. See, I was not aware of this. So they have to play tonight.
Yep.
And then play tomorrow in Cleveland.
They got a game against Toronto tomorrow.
And so if this were your team and you had Jimmy Butler or somebody, one of these next two games, they would be sick.
And again,
right?
I've said already, I could see doing one guy. If you want to do Spida, fine. You're resting the whole team?
Right, I got you.
The whole team?
Ugh. So it's not that they're doing it. It's who they're doing it with.
They're doing it with everybody. They've rested all their all-stars. So
I don't know. This is a standard. This is not a.
Yeah, but it's an
unbecoming. Standard thing, back-to-back.
It's an unbecoming thing. It's an unbecoming thing. Everybody's doing this card. And by the way, it doesn't save anybody because look, we've never had more injuries than we do in the playoffs. We've had how many guys tear their Achilles?
It almost seems like in every sport, the more you try to protect a player for the long haul, the quicker he gets hurt, right? They do it with pitchers in baseball. They do it in basketball. And even with all those nights off during the season, it always seems like bodies are breaking down when you get into June.
Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe we ought to prepare our bodies for it instead of trying to rest our body because, I mean, you go back, what, 15, 20 years? If somebody didn't play all at least 75 of 82, you were shocked.
Yeah.
And nope, we never had this many injuries during playoffs.
Yeah, look, ultimately your point's right. I'd rather the Heat just TCB tonight rather than get drubbed by a better Cavs team. But, man, I just really, I don't know. I'm enjoying the season. I enjoyed the hell out of that game. Would love to see it again. And now I guess we got to go make sure we don't lose to Sam Merrill. Intangible.
The crazy thing is that while we sitting here talking, I'm thinking like this. This is where they make the mistake. And this is a slight on what I think they think of the Heat. Because if you get to the end of the year, right, and that head-to-head matchup matters,
mm-hmm.
and it's because you sat your whole team when you played that team.
Right.
Then you could look back and say, dummy.
Right? I guess. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, because, maybe. Like, you, man, how many times we look at all the damn tiebreakers at the end of the year,
sure.
head-to-head, mm-hmm. in conference, but we do it all the time. So I would have more of a problem if I'm a Cavs fan saying, why wouldn't you try to get this split? I don't care if you got to sit them tomorrow, but why you don't try to get this split? Because you obviously know it looks like they're going to be in the mix some kind of way at the end, and it would suck that these two games mattered this much because you sat your guys.
JIP says 10 threes incoming from Dean Wade.
Oh, my goodness.
That's old
I
Heat.
Mean,
By the way, have you seen, speaking of Petty Watch, have you seen how miserable the Warriors are? It's all new uniform,
you
know, same
can
notes.
I tell you what can I tell you what they're probably saying? We give Jimmy all that money for him to be the guy when Steph is out, and we don't need 10 and 10.
Yeah, especially if Steph has a right. down night. And my favorite thing ever is I love that the Warriors are learning like this move, which is Jimmy Butler loses a game where he scores 12 points, and he's like, we need to defend better.
Right.
I'm just like,
yeah.
I'm like, yeah.
Right. Like if there's one thing that was absolutely drove me bonkers with Jimmy, right, is that he wanted to be the guy, but he didn't always want to do the guy stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, I think
so he wanted to give you 12 and 12 and 10 and 5, and the team needed him to score 30. Right? That's the part that drove me crazy. Now, I say this with Tyler. Tyler may not play all the games well, but he certainly understood that he was in there to score. So, yep, hey,
it's great.
Hey,
they're furious at him.
Go ahead. You want to say it, or you want me to say it for you?
Go ahead.
May have dodged a bullet with that extension. Yeah,
perhaps.
Perhaps. Perhaps. Perhaps. You right now. If Jimmy Butler was on this team, your ass would be miserable. And you think you're complaining about other teams.
Mm.
Imagine that, complaining about your own team.
Nah, I can't live in Hypotheticalville. I'll just sit and I'll just enjoy the ride right now.
Tobin, stop it.
We'll take a break.
Stop it.
Back with more for this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
And welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy back with you here on FM 104.3 WQAM. We take you guys up until 2 here on the show. Miami Heat back on the hardwood tonight against the Cavaliers, the return of Vice Knights. And also want to let you guys know the Heat offering fans value deals like the $6 pizza deal, 4 pizzas, chips, and waters, and a $4 hot dog deal for hot dogs, popcorn, and drinks. Grabbing ghost stands on the 400 level. They also have $3 sodas, $8 beers, $3 snacks. Kids can enjoy a $15 Bernie meal with a hot dog or chicken nuggets, a souvenir cup, fruit snacks, and a silicone bracelet. For information on food and beverage deals, visit KaseyaCenter.com. Get it going tonight. I saw you texted. Yeah, Vlad, I was aware, by the way, Vlad, it's a back-to-back. I know.
Nah, listen.
There's a couple things that don't sit well with me, okay?
Good. Welcome. Hi, everyone. Sorry for me being late. I was also caught in the traffic.
Dude, it's crazy. I also didn't know there's, I guess they're doing a memorial for a cop. Is that why 95 was shut down? That's apparently why. I saw it only in date. I didn't know that. But yes, all of 95 has been shut down for it. Because there was an officer lost, I think it was in Kendall this past week. It was a really tragic story. He's like 27 years old.
Oh, man.
He was just doing a random traffic stop or something like that. But anyway.
Thoughts and prayers.
That's part of the reason, I guess, why it was shut down. It was not an accident. The Sawgrass was an accident. So just a wild day all around. But the I'm aware it's about to be. The thing that doesn't sit well with me, like if we're going to do these series, right, like these little mini series the NBA is going to do, it just doesn't look good. Like you lose and then you're just like, I don't want to do the next game. So, like if they didn't play the Heat, then I would be like, all right, whatever. You guys.
Leroy, you nailed it. Well, I was
whatever.
Leroy, you nailed it. Here's what's happening. After a great victory on Monday night, Tobin wants to beat them again, right? But he doesn't want to let
down. He doesn't
down.
Want to give them the Tobin excuse.
Right. So he doesn't want to let down. He doesn't want to let down. And if the Cavs beat the Heat without their guys, then people are going to be start questioning, hey, how you lose to the Cavs without Donovan Mitchell and Evan Mobley? You understand what I'm saying? Right now, the Heat are on a high and a ride. Now, listen, I was all supporting you until I looked at the schedule. I'm like, well, wait a minute. They've been in Miami for like 5 days. They got a home game. They have a home game in Toronto. So if I'm going to play, you're going to play for your fans, aren't you? You're going to play for your home fans.
Or, I mean, you could play them both. I mean, it's November.
Because at least, you see,
3 games in 4 nights in November?
It's November. Yeah, well, that's the basketball schedule. There's a lot of games. We're all aware of this. This is not a new thing.
You know, are you going to get mad if Spo does that?
Who's he doing that with on this team?
Bam.
I'm just saying.
Bam doesn't miss games, dude.
Bam's hurt.
Tyler.
He would definitely do it with
Tyler.
He would do it with He might do it with wig. He might do it with – he can do it.
How many do you think he's going to do it in November? It's not exactly –
I don't know, but that's their problem.
All right, whatever.
Like, why are you getting all
I don't give a rat's ass about a game in November, to be quite honest.
I'm having fun. Like, here's the thing, we've gotten into this thing with basketball, which annoys me, is that we're always thinking about what's going to happen – in the spring,
didn't do that when Jimmy was here. Jimmy
missed most of his games though by knick-knack injuries. He didn't. There were the games where he just rested, just as like oh, just rested.
Oh, like when he went to see tennis.
I said over the 4 years, yeah, you could probably pick out some games for sure, but most of the time he gets banged up and he misses. You know, a handful of games. He does get legitimate injuries, and he likes to come back when he's a hundy. You know, he's not pushing through it. If Donovan Mitchell had an injury, okay. If he was banged up, fine. They're not even doing that. They're just like, yeah, rest. What are we doing? If he had something, okay.
Man. I mean,
no, I mean, listen, he's all right. No, I will give him credit on the Donovan Mitchell point. You can't be going to a Louisville, Kentucky game and then say that you can't play. That's a bad look. So if you went to Louisville in Kentucky, then flew all the way back to Miami, and then you're not playing, that's bad. Because
it's also
if he knew he wasn't playing beforehand?
But he probably did. But here's the thing.
It's a bad look. But the last point, like Bam mispracticed. Bam went to Asia's games ceremony and still took an overnight flight to get back to practice. Like you can. So when you see one.
Which he definitely has the credentials to miss a practice if he wanted
in preseason.
Right. But I think from my standpoint, it's like, all right, that even if they were if they had Orlando than Miami, I would get it more. It'd be like, okay, you don't want to they're not traveling. They've been here. Like, and now he's putting even more travel on his body to go sit his ass and watch a Louisville game. You know, so
it was
whatever.
A good game. They won.
Did they?
Yeah. Put a lot of points.
All right. They got that the Louisville one?
Louisville beat Kentucky.
What about that intangibles for Kentucky? Did he fly have another dunk?
Nah, I don't know. I didn't see. I don't remember there was another dunk, but those guys, they were scoring up and down.
Crazy, man. Well, whatevs. Yes, obviously, task at hand.
You better not lose. Don't lose.
Hey, I agree. Don't lose.
But Tobin put this on him.
I would have put it on him either way.
Either way.
Yeah, I'm going to be disappointed. Even if they were playing, I want them to go and repeat what they did.
How about this? In all fairness to all parties, if everybody was active, you would say, man, if we can get a split with these Cavs, we done did good.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
But I got greedy. I want them both.
But that's fine. If they choose not to play their players and we get a sweep, who cares how you got it?
Stun Steve says you're defending
again,
load
this is
management.
Gonna play out at the end of the year, and everybody's gonna start looking at those head-to-head battles, and you're gonna say, "Oh, did he have the advantage over the Cavs? Oh, remember that game? Like, yeah,
but
then
it'll
come back. But
like,
that's not of our concern.
It's not, but I think that like this isn't like I get it. The Cavs feel like they've proven themselves, and I get it. They have bludgeoned the Heat by a record margin, but it's a different Heat team. Got Norman Powell now. They got some things going for him, and I just thought, like, you know, you're tucking tail, like that's how it's gonna go.
Right. I think you were about the wrong.
I agree with you, Leroy.
Yeah, you were about. You came in here hot about teams.
Remember when, like, you know, like Joel Embiid would do this. I don't think he's played like a game in Denver for like 5 years.
And LeBron did it down here.
Oh, and he got killed for it because it was like, oh, that's you're gonna duck out on the Miami game, dude? Really? Like the you're gonna duck out on a team that you won championships with? And then he was all like, because they chanted LeBron is tired. It was a weak sauce move. But that wasn't even this. This is the thing that's crazy about it. The NBA. See, this is the thing that I don't like, right? And I'm a little surprised you're defending it because you're the guy who says in the preseason, hey, play football, get ready for football.
Sure.
We're not playing basketball, and that's going to get you ready for basketball.
The NBA football is different, though.
But here's the thing: NBA specifically did this, playing the same team in the same week,
so you wouldn't be
to make it easier on the players. And they're, and even still, the leagues, the teams
still,
are like,
eh. They still put them on a back-to-back.
But a back-to-back, they didn't travel anywhere for a week.
No, no, no. They got a game tomorrow.
Right. It doesn't matter. They haven't been anywhere since Sunday.
Well, what does that have to do with back-to-back?
Because they haven't they didn't go city to city and then they have a back-to-back. They've been literally toes in the sand all week with my ties.
It's
kind of been breezy, so I don't know if they're toeing in the sand.
Toes in the sand. Let me tell you something. When they get to Cleveland, frostbite toes.
Yeah. Hey, I don't mess with that. Listen, once I start living in Florida, beaches anywhere in the interstates just aren't the same.
I'll tell you what the star tonight will be, that Vice Court. They put out that new Vice Court yesterday. Whew.
Mwah. You got a picture?
I'll get us a picture. I'll get us a picture of it. Okay. It looks good. Okay. It looks, they
you
like,
think if this was a nationally televised game, these guys would play?
Well, that's another thing. That was another thing that pissed me off yesterday.
Oh, my goodness. What are you doing, dude?
What? What do you mean? Just living my life.
Like, you get mad about the wrong stuff.
I can compartmentalize and get mad about many a things. So don't worry about it, dude.
Okay.
And stay focused.
You know what's happening? The vibes are good down here, South Florida, sports-wise. That's what's happening. A couple of weeks ago, a week ago, everybody was down and out. Then after that thrilling win on Monday, Panthers win on Monday, Hurricanes win on Monday, and then you got the news about the Hurricanes and the rankings yesterday. Yeah, everybody's got their their chest is out. They're peacocking right now. That's why he's all angry at everything.
But wouldn't I be not angry if everything was good?
Everything's good. But no, you want them. No, you know how you feel about the Heat. Out of all the sports babies you have, the Heat are your favorite.
I'm just very confused by this because it's like, so the news happened yesterday. They dropped, ESPN dropped the Miami Heat against the Warriors, Jimmy Butler's return here. Which was supposed to be next Wednesday, was supposed to be on ESPN, and they were like, nah, no thanks, we're going Cavs-Rockets. And I'm like, wait a minute, the Heat are playing great basketball. They already didn't have any games. You're dropping them? Now I'm going to be there. I don't care. I'm not watching it on TV. But I'm like, what did the Heat do to deserve to get that game dropped? They've been playing great. They've beaten two of the best teams in the East. They're flying high right now. What are you dropping them against the Warriors for? That's a juicy story.
See what I mean?
I don't get that. That's weird. Anyway, here's
because is Steph going to be – is Steph playing?
Steph is back. He played
that
last
was
night.
Well, that was okay. I did schedule diving on that one, and I was like, do they think that they're not – do they think the Warriors are going to duck out on that one? Because that's, I think, the last game of a – like a six-game road trip for them, and I think it's a night, second night of a back-to-back.
Hey, ain't no way in hell Jimmy playing.
He better play. Let me – hey.
Wait. It's the second night of a back-to-back?
Is it Atlanta, Miami? Orlando, Miami. It's Orlando, Miami. Hey. It's the last of a – they got New Orleans.
Hey,
day off.
No way.
Orlando,
Jimmy
Miami.
Wouldn't play those games with the Heat.
Well, then he better sit against Orlando.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on.
You better sit against Orlando if you need some rest for those footies.
They might have to play. I don't know if you heard Draymond Green yesterday after the beatdown they took to the Thunder.
They're very negative.
It sounded
right
like
now.
He was talking about particular players.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know which particular player.
I'm going to tell you, he's talking about Jimmy.
Oh, you see.
Well,
we are familiar with the work.
This is the thing.
We're familiar with Jimmy's work, except here's the deal. That's a championship team that do things in a championship way, mm-hmm. right? They're like, no.
If he can't duck. He can't duck the Heat return.
Dude.
He can't do it.
He already played, didn't he?
He did.
So
but
then,
you can't duck that return.
Yes,
sorry.
You can. If no. I did the first time, I don't have to play a second time.
Dude, he can't duck that game. He can't duck that game.
How many times has LeBron ducked?
He did it twice. He took his ass kicking on the chin. But I didn't like it anyway. He shouldn't duck it. It's the grandpaddy of them all.
Y'all not forgetting about one thing.
Hmm?
South Florida, it's Miami.
And?
They talk to their probably coaches, the people that they need to. Like, look, man, this is last night of Miami. We're flying back to San Francisco. Let's enjoy the night. They're going to sit them.
This is the court, by the way. That's the new
court.
Got some palm trees on the sides, and then they got the new Heat logo there in the vice.
I will give it. That color is nice.
It is nice. Those are good. Top notch, Michael McCullough and the crew.
I'm not a hater.
How could you hate on those jerseys? They're great.
Hey,
but yeah, that annoyed me.
I gotta tell you, you have gone
mm-hmm.
from 30 to 80 Because this sounds like an old man's conversation.
I know.
And a complaint.
I understand.
The problem is that here's where I have a problem. I get everything you're saying, and I understand, and I agree with you. But you didn't complain about this when Jimmy was doing it here. I was.
Yeah, but it's not. I don't think it's apples to apples. Because I don't
really,
I don't think
really the guy never played more than 65 games.
I don't think it's apples to apples because, you know, the rare are the times that I feel like Jimmy Butler ducked a matchup just because they were taking on a contender. Like when Jimmy Butler was here, you know, the Heat would take on all comers. I don't remember Jimmy Butler ever ducking a Boston game.
But you don't like because they gave good reasons?
Huh?
They gave good reasons why he wasn't playing?
In November?
You don't know that?
I don't know, dude. We all remember.
Like, he mysteriously got the bubble guts?
Yeah, we know. He had the one tennis game that he had. I get it.
Yeah, but you don't know if those stories are, like, they're doing it for him to sit him in.
But they're not. Like, they're just giving a day off. For what?
Right.
For what?
Because they got a bag.
And both of them? Both of them? I'll tell you one thing Spo's never done. He's never rested the entire team unless they've had something clinched. That's never happened in the history of the Heat.
I got you. I'm just like, I'm like floored by this conversation.
I don't think it's that crazy.
Okay.
Because it's not even again, dude. If the conversation was just Spida, okay. Spida and Mobley.
Yeah, all of them? Why are you worried about how people?
Why are you worried though? That's what I'm saying though.
I just think it's a tough look when.
But then here's what's
when your coach had a little temper tantrum. And made this big cry. It's almost like I feel like he's thumbing his nose at the league. He's like, oh, yeah? You guys don't want to treat my players right?
We
they don't play.
We make a lot of assumptions of what people mean by what
people
they
show
think.
Their true colors in adversity. I think Kenny Atkinson showed himself to be a weasel.
Yeah?
Yep.
So,
and you can tell Jay Crawford I said that.
That means we can put our chili peppers on the Heat because it's going to look – you're going to look like a damn fool if they go out there and lose.
No. What's the line?
I think it's 6.5.
Heat or Cavs?
Heat.
Heat.
Oh.
At least it was last night. It might have. I don't know if it's gone up or down. I'm not sure.
You see what I'm saying, Vlad? That's a bad look if the Heat lose.
Of course,
it's a bad look if the Heat lose.
Of course it's a bad
look. That's why he's worried.
Not worried. I'm really not worried. I'm just annoyed. I was like, oh, okay, good basketball game to TCB game. All right, whatever. Whatever.
You know what I love? Thank God we never did an 82-game schedule of, like, what these games were.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been crazy for you.
I think I did that bit once. It didn't fly. It was too many games.
Yeah, 82. Really?
It's too many games.
He broke it down. It lasted a week and a half. Like, he got on to game 60.
I did it in, like, 10-game chunks. Dade South says
listen, Vlad, I know one thing. At no point during that 6-day event did he have them going 37 and 45.
It was a tough year last year. It was a tough year last year. Different vibes this year, though, dude.
I know. The team's good. Let's just enjoy the Heat. I don't give a damn who they playing.
Yeah, but beating the Cavs twice in a week, the full strength, that would feel good.
See,
that would feel good.
Tobin, let me ask you a question.
What, dude?
At the end of the year when they're figuring out seeding,
mm-hmm.
Does that matter?
It doesn't, dude. But again,
okay.
you're talking about stuff in April, and I want to enjoy Carpe Diem, dude. I want to.
Yeah, the day. You seize your day. Don't worry about it. You're going to say, I'm going to seize the day, but it's unfortunate that they didn't play their starters. Nobody cares. Nobody cares.
Okay.
Nobody cared when the Heat only had 8 guys to dress.
Do you rather? From the guy who always tells me to appreciate greatness, you want to go watch 40 shots of Sam Merrill. That's cool.
I'm a Heat fan. I want the Heat to win.
Of course. What's
going on the other side of the ball ain't got nothing to do with
you're
me.
You're such a fibber.
Just get the dub.
Get out of here. You don't like watching good competition? You don't like watching your team against good teams?
Sure.
And seeing how they play?
But if they punt, that's not my problem.
Okay, it's not your problem. Would you rather watch the Heat against the Thunder, or would you rather watch them against the Wizards?
Against the Thunder, of course.
Okay, that's all I'm saying, dude. It's not like I'm not having a crazy take here that I like to watch the Heat against good competition. I obviously want them to win most and first and foremost. Not debating that. Nobody's debating that. I would obviously them rather beat the scrubs than get drubbed by the starters. But I had fun the other night. It was one of the best games we've seen. That would be fun to do. Kenny Atkinson's a coward. We got to take a break. We're back after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you. Dolphins are in Spain, taking on the Commanders, 9:30 on Sunday, everybody. Dolphins already done with, I think, practice and talking to the media. I'm like, oh, yeah. Super late over there right now. It's already in the middle of the afternoon.
They can't go see no Real Madrid games, no Barcelona, no La Liga games.
I don't know.
Last time somebody went, who got jumped? Didn't somebody get jumped?
Oh,
that was in Brazil.
Was that in Brazil?
I think that was in Brazil.
Didn't somebody just get jumped recently in like London?
Oh, in London. Yeah, you are right. So in London, yeah. They got jumped too. I don't know. Brazil, I always know because Brazil, they say that with the UFC fighters all the time. They're like, hey, you don't leave the beach. You don't leave the resort. You keep it close to the home base.
Yeah, everybody wants to go to that spot.
Oh, that's right. Well, Timbo Slice says it was Skylar Thompson. He got Peaky Blinders.
Yeah. He got Peaky Blinders.
Did we ever find anything out with that, though? Because they never officially charged anybody, did they not?
No!
There was some shadiness going on with that.
I had to get the hell up out of there.
I don't know. Something's up with that.
Vlad, you're 100% correct.
What happened?
Stay in your lane. Stop trying to be adventurers. Stop. But here.
Yeah, don't go to the favelas. That's what it is. Don't go to the favelas if you're going to Brazil.
Unless hey, you go, you check this out. Vlad, let's be clear. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Intangibles want to sightsee. You only got to say one time somebody got jumped.
Because I'm not gonna lie,
ain't going nowhere.
I'm not gonna lie. Saying non-intangibles don't like to sightsee?
No. Not if we know it's dangerous.
That once they find out people are getting jumped in other countries, they keeping it close to home base.
Which is why I was very worried about some of the Dolphin players. Mm. Because a lot of them were showing their bling. Like they're blinged out. They got bling in their mouths and everything like that. And I know they all want to ball out and, you know, they're going to be in a different location. But just be very careful with like, the people that you meet because they're going to see you as prey. You're bread to them. You're food because you're not from there. You know, it would be the same situation. They were coming to the, you know, to South Florida, and they went to, like, you know.
RVA Rich says Baltimore Samesies can't go away from the stadium.
You can't, yeah. So, yeah, you got to be very careful. Don't go a lot. Like, don't really bling out and just remember, it's a business trip. It's not a,
again,
it's not a pleasure trip.
All you have to do is keep it in the, within the confines of your area, or if they plan something for you.
Sometimes I like walking around.
Plenty of protection.
Yeah.
So you don't trip.
I mean, right. That's
I do like,
great.
I do like walking around a city when I go to a new city, though. Like, I did. That's what part of the things I enjoy. Like, I went into Nashville. I walked around all of Nashville. I found it enjoyable.
But you're in America.
Country.
You're still in America.
Felt like a different country. Feels like a different place than here.
Hey, see, this is Vlad.
Confirmed it for us.
Yeah.
I do like when I went to Atlanta, same thing. When I went to Vegas, same thing.
Atlanta ain't Brazil.
You sure?
It ain't the yo, bro.
Pompano's kind of Brazil. A lot of Brazilians in Pompano.
Okay. Okay. But it ain't Brazil.
It ain't, yeah.
I don't know.
Kind of want to go to Brazil.
But look, you are making our point.
I want to go.
You are making our point and trying to fight us on it.
I'd love to go to
Rainforest.
As to
why it would be okay to venture off into another country and get Skylar Thompson.
I'd love to go to Brazil and go to the Rainforest. I'm not even kidding. This is not a
bit.
But
you're not going to the favelas, are you?
I don't know where is the rainforest. Do I have to go to the favelas to get to the rainforest? Because if so, I guess I'm going to the favelas.
But then check this out. Vlad, if you have, if you going on some kind of excursion like that, you're going to have a tour guide. So, like, yeah. So we're not talking about stuff like that, but he's the guy that's like, yeah, man.
What?
I like to go and just is peruse the city.
I do like to peruse the city.
Okay. Here's what they would say. Hey, Vlad, you seen Tobin?
Yeah. Like 7 hours ago. He was walking.
This is going to be you. This is going to be you holding up a newspaper with the current date on it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, come on. I'm just telling you, man. Listen.
If I go to another country.
And I don't want to say that
Tobin
countries are bad like that. But all you need is one example.
I don't think they want to keep
Skylar Thompson got jumped and dude in London got jumped.
All I need to do.
I don't know if they can get you in a van, Tobin.
I think, first of all, I'm very hard to pick up.
And I don't think they're going to get you in a van.
And second of all, once I'm kidnapped, I just give them 15 minutes of my Cavs take and they'll get rid of me.
Hey, no. Hey. You know how they gonna get you in there?
Hmm? Oh, I got you.
Steal and get you in there.
I got you. You know how you get out of there, Playboy?
What's that?
Just play Mike McDaniel.
There you go, Leroy.
That's what I do to spam
there
calls.
There you go, Leroy.
That's what he does to spam calls.
Exactly.
If he breaks, then you get a call.
Leroy's seen me. He's like, I'll have my laptop in here, and then like, don't recognize this number. So I get a Mike McDaniel cut, a good 2 minute one, and then I'll just pause it. But, excuse me, sir. So do you want that roof inspection?
He'd be the great, the best negotiator. Mike McDaniel would be the best negotiator.
They just tap out. But, let's see. Rome says Brazil is safe if you respect them. I respect everybody. Mind my own business.
Except for the Cavs.
But I really would like to go to the rainforest. Well, I don't respect the Cavs. I respect, this is the thing. I do respect the Cavs. I think they're going to be a big challenge. I respect the Knicks. I think they're going to be a big challenge. I would like to see the Heat against the challenge. I'm having fun with this season. Take the win. They better win.
Like,
hey, you guys better win. But I don't know.
You put that bad juju on the situation.
I'll take the juju if that happens. I'll take that responsibility. I still stand by it. I don't like it.
Okay.
You can't celebrate it, by the way, Spider.
You didn't make this big of a deal when Jimmy was doing it.
It's not the same, though. It's not the same. It's really not.
Dude, he played 65 games.
But he did have a lot of injuries. Like, I don't think that you're – I think you're making it out that Jimmy –
Then you can't have – but then why did you want to extend him?
Because he was really good with the Miami Heat.
But, you realize he wasn't playing Look, missing 20 games a year.
I don't think either one has to do with the other. You're asking me right. how I feel about this situation or that
I'm
he's not good?
I'm saying he's very selective with it. And as you get older,
he's got a ramp
can't
up.
Be that selective
it, that's, what, that's why I find funny what's going on. And we got to take a break because I don't want to get a text.
Yeah, what did they think was going to happen?
But I do find it funny because the Warriors don't realize that they got the best Jimmy Butler there is, which is locked in for 40 games Jimmy Butler. Maybe not a better player that you could have to a roster. Got to get through 82 Jimmy Butler. It's some massaging that you got to have to do till Christmas. But that record's looking dicey.
You know why?
Looking dicey.
Because when Steph is out, Jimmy can't score 12. Simple as that.
Steph's
dunkers. That's not why he's there.
Yeah, or when Steph has a stinker, you got to step up. You know, when
right.
See, when
that was my biggest complaint about Jimmy.
When Batman.
You're the guy. You're supposed to fix it.
He's also not. He's not Heat Jimmy anymore. He's accepted. I'm Robin Jimmy. Like, I don't like that. So, whatever. Not the same guy.
But Robin Jimmy, sometimes there's an episode where Batman is hurt.
You got to save him.
Right. He ain't doing that.
You're stuck, Batman. Yes. And Robin's supposed to come and save the day.
Right. Robin, like, he say, oh, I'm cool being Robin. You know, Robin got a ball out too sometimes.
Take a break. Back after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
Yeah. I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.